Ich heiße Shannon Maldonado und bin die Gründerin von Yaoi, einem Geschenkeladen, der auf Kunstwerke und handgefertigte Objekte spezialisiert ist. Meine Wahl fiel auf Shopify, weil Shopify im Vergleich zu den anderen Plattformen, die ich getestet habe, mit am benutzerfreundlichsten war. Ich habe vor allem an die Zukunft gedacht. Alle Tools, die für die Auswertung von Verkaufszahlen wichtig sind, zum Beispiel von Lagerbeständen, findet man direkt im Dashboard. Starte jetzt einen kostenlosen Test auf shopify.com.
Is your behavior a red, green or beige flag? Welcome to Good Mythical More, where we judge behaviors today.
People do things and you have to make a decision whether or not that makes you want to get into a relationship, get out of a relationship, or just
tolerate
stay.
It. All right, Chase, hit us.
All right, Link. I have to walk over there and then I will hit you as beige as I can, red or green?
Yeah, beige.
I don't know.
Just stay over there and tell us the first scenario. How about that?
Will not fart in front of you.
I mean, is that really considerate or is that too guarded? I gotta think that at a certain point in a long-term relationship, and I think it's pretty early, you gotta fart. You don't wanna be like embarrassed, like, you know, years into the relationship and then something ekes out and you crumble. Like, that's just weird. I mean, you look like you're working one up.
I wanted to.
What are you doing?
I wanted to fart in front of you and see how you felt about it.
Well, you have.
Yeah,
many a time.
I have. There's lots of, we farted in front of each other a lot.
When one of us farts in front of the other one always has one ready to go. It's just like we have a fart retort.
So,
have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's a language. It's like the sperm whales.
There's never a time that one of us will fart and the other one won't have an immediate follow-up.
Yeah, it's the least we could do.
That's the great...
To carry on the conversation.
I just feel like that's where the vibes reside.
So one of the things that I have noticed...
In the lower GI.
Let's take this to a romantic relationship, which contrary to popular belief is not what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely farted a lot in front of Jesse, and she has farted a little bit in front of me, but... And there is a little bit of a unequal standard here, you know, men and women. And but what I will say is that when I do my morning stretches, you know what I'm saying? Like it's early and I do a lot, I work things out. And this actually, there's like, when you're doing yoga, like you're supposed to like release it, right? Like they want you to fart, which nobody ever does. I mean, I guess some people do.
They? The yoga
like if
family?
You go into a yoga class.
Jim and Jerry yoga?
Like if you go to a yoga class with people that you don't know that well, you're not going to fart when they say release pose. You're not actually going to fart. Maybe there's a class like that.
I can't imagine. I've wanted to fart in gym, but I haven't.
Right. Who's Jim? Have I met him?
I did make
Is
it sound like.
Is he part of the scooter club?
Like gym class or something.
So... I go downstairs while we're home and I do all of my stretches in the garage. So I am farting up a storm. And you've seen me if you watch, we printed a 3D fart back in the day. I farted up a storm in the garage.
It was earthquake-like.
But when Jesse and I are traveling together and we're in a hotel together, I had to find a large flat spot on the floor next to the bed to do my stretches in the morning. And I just basically told her that I'm going to fart when I do this. And so she just laughs at me. She laughs at me, you know? So it's, you know, that's just how we roll. If she farts in front of me, it's an accident. I don't mind, but she's not like, you can never I'm horrified, but she's not trying to fart in front of me. And she's definitely holding herself back in a way that maybe I don't. And again, that's the double standard.
Yeah. From feedback that I've gotten from my family, I've reduced the amount of feedback that I've given. I don't fart as much as I used to.
Okay.
I don't like to be around farts, but I think you gotta go through that cycle. So I actually think, does this mean you don't date them?
I don't think so. I think it's a beige.
Could be, a red flag could be like a relationship ender.
You want to be open.
Yeah.
You want to be...
Some people are not comfortable doing it.
You want to be comfortable. What's the next one?
never responds to texts.
Never responds to texts. Okay, so you're in a romantic relationship and they don't respond to your texts? What are they? Like, is there a big age gap or something?
Could also be, I mean...
They got a flip phone?
Could be a flip phone. Could be maybe somebody who's just like really bad at responding, super slow.
Hey man, this is a green flag. Go for it, because if they're not responding to your text, they're not using their phone at all. They're like, they're next level.
Well, that's one way to think about it.
Can you hear the people back here who are all disagreeing with you?
So, I know it's frustrating.
I'm going to say it's a red flag.
It's either this or this, right?
The thing that I want to talk to you about.
It's a red flag. Dump them?
For sure, early on. If
they ignore you.
If it's just like...
Then that's just no way to treat a person.
If it's just like, Bobby doesn't have a phone. Of course he doesn't respond to texts. But if Bobby does have a phone... And not responding to your texts.
All right, I'll get on that.
But the thing I want to understand about you is, your notifications are off right now, right? Because we're filming, and mine are too. But I would say most of the time.
Actually, no. Look.
Really? Let me see. But
of the time, I'm in do not disturb.
Yeah, you aren't right now. Interesting, but like on the weekend.
Oh, especially the weekend, I'm on do not disturb.
Yeah, but I might need to text you about something, ask you a question about something.
Well, text me.
And then you don't see it.
Well, yeah, I won't see it. That's fine.
You don't even have your phone on you, though. You just answered the phone.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Who is this?
You called me.
I didn't call you.
Are you on Do Not Disturb?
No. And I'm being disturbed.
How come I'm hearing two voices?
Carney?
In gym?
Carney, stop disturbing me. Stop disturbing. How do I hang up on a person?
For a few months, you were Do Not Disturb all the time. And there were times when it was like, we're getting together today or something like that.
But then if you hit breakthrough.
Oh, I hit it all the time.
Yeah.
But it didn't necessarily work.
I'll put it on and then it'll be on for a long time. And then every night it comes on at a certain time.
But you can also just do personal where you have people who can get through it anytime they want. And I think I should be one of those people. Me and Jim should be one of those people.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll do that.
Next.
Okay, how about saying bless you even after you've sneezed 3+ times in a row? So every sneeze, bless you, bless you.
Yeah, that's OCD. And that's fine, that's fine. My wife's got it.
And so you're gonna dump her?
Yep.
But
she's not. She's not OCD about that. It's all internal for her. It doesn't bother me that much.
I mean, it could be a real sign of empathy. It's like, I want to bless every single one. There, no demons are going to get through my sneeze blessings.
Okay.
It's weird.
If you did it...
It's not a deal breaker.
If you did it one time.
You just said, don't date anyone who has OCD. That's, I mean, you
I've been
take that
married
back.
To one for 25 years. So obviously, I'm not
something. So you're being facetious.
What I'm saying is that if this person does it, and they do it once... I'm just speaking for myself.
Achoo!
Bless you. Bless you. Achoo! Bless you. Then I would say,
that's
hey.
That's weird.
You don't have to say, if they did it one time, or if they did it a second time, then I would know it was a pattern. And then I would say, you don't need to do that. And then if they insisted on doing it after I told them they didn't need to do that with me, it would be a red flag. That's all I'm saying. Because then I would know it was something that they couldn't not do. And I'm just saying, there's somebody else out there for them. I mean, it's fine. There's
so that's your personal...
There's somebody else out there.
I'm actually going green flag on this
one. Okay.
And that felt kind of emphatic. You were like waving your green flag, which was amusing to all of us.
Can I take these home and turn them into freak flags as well?
And what would they signify?
I will be waving my freak flag. I'm letting my freak flag fly.
You do what you gotta do, man. All right, How about can't name three Beatles songs?
I didn't get into the Beatles until 2002.
It's a good year for you.
So,
this would be slightly annoying,
like
but not.
All great musical artists, like, you know, someone asked me the other day, are you into, it wasn't Prince, it wasn't Bruce Springsteen, but it was one of those, and I was like, you know what, I'm not ready yet. So I completely respect that like, there's a time and a place to get into artists.
Right.
But so I'm very opinionated when it comes to music, but I'm also very respect. I try to be respectful.
And so also, are you saying it needs to be on someone's list if it's not? Like if you get named three Beatles songs, you have to have that on your list of to do at some point.
If you hate the Beatles, that's weird. I mean, I think that might be a red flag for me if I change it to that. And I'm not like a huge Beatles fan. It's just, if you don't respect the Beatles, maybe I'll even put it that way.
Okay. That makes sense.
Is this a good time for me to tell you that I don't respect the Beatles?
You don't respect the Beatles?
I'm joking. I'm kind of in the same boat. It's a yellow submarine, actually.
Yellow submarine.
I like them, and sometimes I listen to them, and I'm like, oh, I should listen to more Beatles, and then I never follow through. But to me, so this is a beige flag. I'm like, I don't care. The red flag for me would be, and this does happen, someone who just doesn't care about music. Like, I don't care if you care about the same type of music as me, but if like music isn't like one of the most important things for your like
artistic
emotional life, then we probably,
if you don't like music, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? There are some people who just don't care.
That's such a weird thing to just not like music at all.
And then there are some people who just have really bad taste in music, and that's a pink flag. That's hot. That's like,
no, that's a red flag for me.
Okay.
If I don't like the music that you like, that's better, but it's still a red flag than not liking music. Carney, how did you get my number?
I've been here for about 9.5 years. You know, I picked it up along the way.
Yeah. How did you get
my number? Okay, how about never closing any doors or drawers? Doors or drawers?
That's a green flag because I'm married to one and she's great.
Yeah. She's OCD, but she doesn't
put
close
the tops
any
on
drawers.
Things. She doesn't close drawers.
I do this to myself sometimes and I get upset when I have like opened the drawer to pull something out, turn around in the kitchen, and then I'll turn back around and like hit my hip on it. And I get really upset at myself.
Every morning I open the thing to get out the stuff to walk the dogs and like the leashes and stuff. And then I'll get my shoes out and I'll bend over, I'll put my shoes on. And then I just know I'm going to come up and I'm going to hit that thing that's just coming out. I haven't done it yet, but I swear it's going to happen.
I do that like once a week with all the coffee stuff that I have that's like high up on a drawer.
Yeah. You bend down below a drawer and then hit your head on a drawer?
Oh, no. I said drawer because that's what the category was, but I think it's a cabinet. It's like the up high cabinet.
Up high cabinet.
Luckily, I'm like just short enough that I just glimpse it every time. But then about once a week, I happen to get it at the right angle.
I'm going to turn this one around. Forgive me. If you are a keep everything closed, that's a big green flag for me. That's what's happening in my house.
Because you're hiding something.
Yeah. Everything is put back where it goes immediately. That's a green flag for me. Me and Chrissy, we are so on the same page. Except when it comes to draping clothes, that's a big sticking point for us.
Tell me more.
As I've said in the past, I'm on record, my wife is a serial drapist. Clothes everywhere. It's like she walks into the bedroom and it's like they explode off her body and just land in a pile.
Not for drying. For just like disrobing.
She disrobes onto the problem is we have a chair in the bedroom. And yes, it swivels so it can turn towards the
It's a good draping chair.
Bed. But It's only used for draping. When we put them there, I was like, man, we're going to use these chairs in the bedroom for all types of stuff.
She was like, yeah, we are.
Like, we're going to sit down. We each have one.
Have you ever sat and face each other?
We're going to sit down. We've had a couple of fights in those chairs. Like, it was just like, she'll like touch me and she'll be like, we need to talk about, can we talk about something?
It's a fighting chair.
Is this an upside, if this is an upstairs chair conversation?
Ooh, there's a nice fireplace.
Sadly,
there,
the only thing we've done in those chairs is argue.
It's like a fireside chat.
Yeah, it is. There's a fireplace there. Yeah.
You got a fireplace in your bedroom?
Dude.
Hey.
I do. I never use it.
It's actually just a painting. It's a mural.
So are you don't care about leaving these open?
No, I mean,
you're saying
this is beige for me, like, because I'm not great at this anyway. So I would appreciate it if my wife put tops back on things more often than she did, but she doesn't, and it really isn't a big deal.
Tops, like lids?
Lids don't get screwed back on.
That is wild.
They get placed.
Behavior.
They get placed.
That's dangerous behavior.
Yeah, but they don't get screwed back on.
Okay.
And I could choose to care about that, or I could just choose to continue on.
If we haven't said it before now, we are just answering for ourselves here. We're not like making a blanket.
No, no. All of this applies to everyone else on Earth.
How about only taking baths?
That's strange. I mean, that's time consuming. What is this? The Wild West?
Is there anyone here? Is there anyone here who does that and has a reason for it? Because I have heard about the bathers.
Resounding no.
I've never even heard of this.
I've heard about bathers.
You got a shower, you don't use it. What?
Yeah. I mean, don't know why. I don't know. I don't understand.
I get out of the bath and I don't feel clean.
Yeah, because you got your water that you've just got off of yourself.
I mean, if I put my head under right when I get in the bathtub, because the longer I wait, the less willing I am to do that. And then when I get out, I usually take a shower.
When do you get into a bathtub? It sounds like you're getting in there against your will. I got to put my head under first thing. Because she's forcing me to take a bath again.
My babysitter makes me take a bath before I go to bed. I take a bath to relax, man.
Yeah.
But I don't take it to wash.
I've never had a bath in my house that was big enough for me to relax in. So I still don't do it.
You ever had a babysitter bathe you?
No.
What?
Me neither, but I mean.
You had weird babysitters, man. He had a lot of weird things.
I took a bath with my papa growing up.
Oh, yeah. It's your granddad.
Yeah, you know, that's different. He was babysitting me, though.
True.
Because when he grew up, everybody took a bath at the same time, and then they would all, or they use the same bath water, you know, and then they'd sleep on hay. Like, literally. They would sleep on a mattress made of hay.
And they were fine.
All together.
You know what I'm saying? They were fine.
I mean, it was just, you know, like, you talk about farting in front of each other. Bathing and sleeping on hay together, like corporate bed. It's just, you know, they'd all eat off the same plate. They'd all farm the same fields.
Yeah. What else would they do?
Slaughter the same pigs.
Oh, come on. You didn't have to go there.
It's cold enough to cook and kill pigs. That's what they would say. It's cold enough to kill pigs. Kill hogs.
They would say
it's
that?
It's a saying. When it got really cold, it's cold enough to kill hogs. Because that's when you would kill the hogs.
Oh, I thought it meant the cold was cold enough to kill the hogs.
No. At that time of year, everyone would get together and they would go from farm to farm and they'd they'd work together to slaughter everybody's pigs.
When it got cold enough.
When it got cold enough, yeah. Which is that time of year.
Interesting.
Next.
This one is weird. Yells cow whenever they see a cow.
I mean, every time?
Is it sexy?
Every time.
Is it like a sexy yell? Cow.
I think it's like, cow.
That wasn't sexy.
It sounded like thanks, when Carney was the voice for the map.
I don't know what you're talking about, and people liked it anyways.
If you're talking about someone who points a lot of things out when they see it.
I'm talking specifically about somebody who points out a cow whenever they see it.
Well, here's the thing. I point out a lot of things that I see, and cows are probably part of that.
He's cute.
And I think maybe this is one, you know, Jesse and I don't have a lot of serious conflict. We have a pretty high level of like incidental conflict. Mm-hmm. I might walk too far ahead of her from time to time. But she might say, I might get upset with her because I see a cow or I see a lavender field or I see an impressive billboard.
Yeah.
And she's on her phone and I want her to enjoy it. Yeah. And then we have the same, and I'm like, now you haven't, the billboard's gone. The cow's gone.
So you want her to green flag you saying cow every time you see one, basically.
Yeah, I think I'm one of these people. I think I'm a cow caller.
Well, yeah, so green flag yourself. But do you want her pointing out things that you already seen, which would be a cow?
I want to experience things together. And that might be cows in the distance. You know, what kind of cows are they? What's their story? How many are there? How many feet away do you think we are from these cows? Are those dairy cows or beef cows? Are they just someone's pets? There are lots of questions about a cow.
I'm
start
really
a whole conversation.
Feeling an overwhelming desire right now to be on my phone. I'm just being honest. Next one.
All right. Has to get to the movie theater in time for previews.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm always telling Christy, I'm like, you know what? There's going to be 30 minutes of previews. Let's just show it. Let's stop rushing. She's like, well, we got to get there. But then she's like, I like the previews.
Me too.
Can't argue with that. Can't argue with
that. The trailers are when you eat your food.
Agreed. Definitely when you open up the packages, get everything ready, probably eat most of it.
Especially at the Alamo.
But like the AMC is now like building ads into the trailers.
Where there's too many.
Commercials mid-trailers.
What?
Like there'll be a trailer. And then a commercial, and then a trailer, a trailer, and then a commercial.
I felt like a mid-roll in the trailer. it's gotten out of hand, and it really has.
And then you show it to like a special event, like a Fathom one, and they don't do the trailers. And I've conditioned myself to show up like 20 minutes late, and then I miss the first 15 or 20 minutes of the movie.
So Fathom? What? Who does
Fathom?
This?
There's like those special events where they'll bring back like Studio Ghibli movies or things like that. But a lot of times they'll do that and not have trailers at the top of the movie. So I've definitely missed the good like first portion of the movie at least three times.
I didn't know about that.
I appreciate the fact that we've talked about this and all of this stuff, and no one's pointed out that I'm just a walking beige flag. I know that's what everybody thinks of me.
Maybe that wasn't news to us.
Yep. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.